Welcome to Partnering with Parents, a Triple C Camp podcast. This week, owner and director H. Rothenberg takes us down memory lane as we chat the history of Triple C. I'm your host, Melissa Laurie, Triple C Assistant Director and mom of three.
Oh, Melissa, I'm so excited to talk with you and to have this opportunity to speak about Triple C Camp. It's one of my favorite topics. First of all, Triple C Camp started not as Triple C Camp. It started as what's called Camp Viewmont in the early 1950s. We're told 1951, Triple C Camp was started as Camp Viewmont by the Baptist Church of Richmond, which is kind of unique. And what they did was that they sent about 100 maximum girls from the city of Richmond way out in the country of Albemarle County to have an experience in the outdoors. And primarily they swam in the swimming pools, and they perhaps did a little bit of horseback riding and had that opportunity. And so there were some neat things that happened throughout the course of that time. Our understanding is that it was primarily an all-girls camp. Mm-hmm. And there were times where they had boys, but it was primarily all girls. And we're fortunate that we get from time to time some people will stop in camp who were former campers at Camp Viewmont when it was the Baptist Church of Richmond, that will stop by and share banners and signs or things that they have from their olden days in regards to their experience. It looked a little bit different. Different because the swimming pools were actually in a different place. There was a spring-fed swimming pool back in the lower field that the zip line now goes over on your way to archery. Campers would actually swim in that concrete spring-fed pool, and the water came naturally out of the ground, and there are actually still cisterns and systems that exist on the property that fed into that. However, we don't participate or use those too much in the current day and program.
Nice. So there's a lot of history here at Triple C Camp.
There's so much, and especially, you know, when you look at a name change of an organization, it was in 1989 when Rick and Pat Charles bought Triple C. They changed the name from Camp Viewmont to Triple C Camp, and they actually called it Camps and Cottages of Charlottesville, and that's how they came up with Triple C. And so that's kind of a unique, fun part of the story, because people regularly will say to us that Triple C Camp, well, that must be Charlottesville's Challenge Course. Well, actually, after we bought the camp in the winter of 99, we built a ropes course in the winter of 2001. And we named the ropes course Charlottesville Challenge Course. So people will say to us all the time that they think that Triple C stands for Charlottesville Challenge Course because they see the banner on the climbing tower sometimes when they drive in that says Charlottesville Challenge Course, then also, of course, has that Triple C logo on it. But originally, when Rick and Pat Charles bought camp, shout out to the Charles family, in 1989, and they named it Camps and Cottages of Charlottesville, they were running a small summer day camp with, starting very small numbers, and they built it to a beautiful number. Our understanding was about 150 campers per week, and they allowed children and families, some of them, to do half days or 3 days a week or 4 days a week based on what fit the family's schedule. So they were really trying to be very family friendly once things came under the name of Triple C, especially changing it to a day camp. Big difference.
Absolutely. So you mentioned that you and Miss Libby bought Triple C Camp in 99. So it's been 20 years.
It has. This summer being the summer of 2019 will be our 20th summer.
And
And it's so cool to see the generations and the groupings of campers that have come through camp, you know, that have gone from being young pioneer kindergarten, first grade campers with us, all the way to going into our leadership training program and even becoming staff members. I'm big on the shout outs, you know, people like that are currently with us still, like Terry LaRue and Emily Kostanecki.
Absolutely.
You know, that you've now had the opportunity to talk to or meet or start getting to know. And, people who are, were with us even in our very first summers that had worked with the Charleses. Like John Lincoln and Ted Carter and Katie Hartman, people that were with us even in our first few years, some of them 2, 3, 4 years, but some of them even just 1 year, but they made the transition with us from the Charles family. That was a pretty special thing, mm-hmm. was getting that level of involvement and commitment. And frankly, it really wasn't to us, or it wasn't the Charles family. It was really to the kids and to the camp. Mm-hmm. That's who these people, you know, these guys were 19, 20, 21, 22 years old, and where they were working all of a sudden had different employers, and not all that different to what some people will go through this summer who are working with you and Max, where maybe they're working a little bit less with Libby and maybe a little bit more with Aaron now, and lots of time with our new assistant directors, Max and Melissa. What a great opportunity for new young staff people to experience change and transition of supervision and challenge them. But coming to camp isn't for the people I'm working for as a staff member. It's still for the kids that I get the opportunity to impact. It becomes a pretty special experience all the way around.
What types of changes have you seen in the camping world and evolutions, and what's new? What's different?
Well, and it's interesting because the last few years I've had the opportunity to really step outside of not just Triple C, but Charlottesville, and really have a look of at not just the camping community as a whole, but how camps are operated, spend times with camp directors throughout the country. And before that, it's really been about 20 years where I feel like I really spread my wings far away from where we currently are. So we really had our heads down to the grind and really trying to make Triple C facility and program and culture and traditions what it is, you know, during those first 15 years. That was huge for us. And frankly, one of the reasons why I started to step away or look for some support in stepping away from camp after 15 years, you know, kind of fully after about 17 or 18, now that I've been away for about 2 to 3 years from our camp on a day-to-day basis, it really gives the opportunity to see what else is happening in culturally within the camp community, not just the Triple C community, but nationwide. And one of the biggest things that I have seen is a staff adjustment. There are certainly changes in people in that age range from 19 to 25. So over the last 20 years that I've been in camping, there's been a dramatic change, and I would almost call it a shift in regards to the mentality of our staff members. We really were in a space, I'd say maybe for our first 10 years ownership of the camp, where our staff were really all in for camp first, kids first, growth and development of the children, and the fact that they gained with their own growth and development was not as important to them. In the last 10 years, we've noticed how important and critical it is for our staff to grow through the experience, whether that be certifications, letters of recommendations, references, helping them even write their own resume or CV, I think is a real great skill that we've helped staff members with over the years. Certainly, like I said, the last 10 years. But these types of things, people are really looking to have that resume, and we understand that, so we're able to help them gain and grow responsibilities that will help them whatever it is that they're going to do in life. We can help them grow based on things that they will gain at camp. You know, we'll have staff members who are with us, let's say, for 3, 4, 5 years. And, you know, on the second year or on the third year, we're pushing and challenging our staff to do something new and different. Let's say maybe the first year, they're a second grade girls counselor. And then their second year at camp, they're a art and drama counselor, which is more with campers who are a little bit older, maybe challenge course if they gain more skills while they've been at camp. So they in their first year, maybe they were working with the second and third grade girls, but they were around the ropes course a little bit and had a chance to learn some of those activities or happenings. Or we have staff members who become lifeguards, and then maybe they evolve into being part of the pool staff. So we really look to give our staff opportunities to increase their scope of skills through the camp experience, which, of course, increases their own background and knowledge base and hopefully helps them on their path.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So what sort of skills would a counselor build? How is that a resume? Aren't they just playing outside?
Yeah, sure. So, and I think that's where it comes to the soft skills and the hard skills, right?
Sure.
And you know that our staff go through this evolution of, well, I'm here just to be a counselor, and I would never say that anyone is just a counselor. You know, you're responsible for other people's children, and having that type of responsibility is tremendous. And some people are ready to take on more. They're ready to have a little bit of a bigger role or a bigger responsibility. Perhaps they want to get certified as a wilderness first aider or a wilderness first responder, or they want an archery certification, or not just lifeguarding, but they want WSI so that they can become a water safety instructor. These are all areas and recommendations and ideas and suggestions that we can give the staff, because we will spend time with the staff, not just evaluating their performance as a staff member, but talking about where they're going in their lives and helping them on their path. And most people between the ages of 19 to 25 year old are figuring it out and have either a parent or their parents or family members to talk to. But we're none of those.
Right.
You know, we're kind of these independent, fun people that they care and respect and get to work with. But also they want to talk about where their future direction is going, whether it be as a classroom teacher or be working in a biology lab. And this is the last summer they're ever going to spend outside. We want to find ways to help and support their growth and development based on their goals. And we find that to be not just beneficial for our staff, which it is hugely beneficial for our campers, because our staff certainly impact, but it really benefits the camp as a whole. You know, it really connects us to our staff members, where it's common for us to be invited to former staff members or current staff members' weddings, baby namings, other things, you know, announcements we get. And, you know, we have staff members whose children who have now come to camp for the last several years and been continued generationally part of the camp family, similar to Libby and myself and Aaron and Ryan moving out of the house at camp, and you and Max and the family moving into the house at camp. It's really that next generation mentality. And so you're next up. How does it feel to be the next family up there at the friendly confines of Triple C Camp?
It's amazing. You know, we've been thinking a lot about the camp culture that's been built here and what that looks and feels and sounds like, and the impact that we can have on it. And, you know, taking the incredible program that you've built and building off of that and giving our family those experiences, we feel really, really fortunate for that and really excited about the things that we can add to it as well.
Tell us how it's been for the family settling in over the last couple of months.
Yeah, we've been here 7 weeks now, which is pretty exciting. And it's been a big transition for us. We're new to Charlottesville, new to Virginia. We have been
warmer weather than in Wisconsin.
It's so much warmer. I'm looking outside right now at the green trees and the shades of purple and pink and the flowers blooming all around camp. And it's incredibly beautiful to walk outside and see spring in April. And not snow like there is in Wisconsin right now. And so the transition has been lovely as far as the weather. You know, we have three small kids. We have Wes, who's 9 months, and Rory, who just turned 4, and Jude, who is 6. And so they've been transitioning to life in a new space. They have a new nanny who they get to spend their days with and explore with. Jude's going to a new school. So lots of change. But I think the thing we're most excited about is camp and getting to live at camp and grow up at camp. And I'm writing a blog post right now about growing up at camp and what that means. And I'm excited to interview Aaron and Ryan about it, and then interview Jude and Rory and see the different things that they're feeling.
So Aaron was in second grade when we moved to Charlottesville, and we moved into the house there at Triple C Camp. And Ryan was 2. And so, yeah, Aaron was 8 and in second grade, and Ryan was 2. And we had a dog named Astro. It was a camp dog who we have named, lovingly we named the Astroplex for. For those of you who have ever wondered, the Astroplex is named for our yellow lab, Astro. Actually, Ryan picked that name. It worked out pretty well and beautiful, and it was a good call. We had some other ideas on the table, but Astroplex, great way to honor our dog who passed away the same year that that space was being built. The five of us, so to speak, moved into the house at camp in December of 99, along with two international staff members who had moved with us from Chicago, from a camp that we had worked with up in Chicago. An Australian couple who live, Drew and Merrill Robinson, shout out. Had the opportunity to see them when Libby and I were in Australia last fall. Absolutely amazing to reconnect with them and their three beautiful daughters. But when we moved into the house there at camp in December of 1999, it was not temperature controlled, but we had a beautiful wood-burning stove that kept the family warm and lots of wood. The Charles family was nice enough to leave us plenty of split wood.
Oh, that was nice.
Which was pretty cool. And then we also got the opportunity to make camp not just our home, but this home for others, and didn't have a lot of preconceived ideas and notions of what camp was going to be like, because we were keeping it a day camp, but we were adjusting. They would allow campers to come for 3 or 4 days or for half days sometimes. We were going to 1 week programs. We had come in. We weren't really looking for a lot of guidance from the previous owners in regards to how to run a camp, because we had worked for other people for 11 years and we really wanted to do it ourselves with our vision and our way and writing our schedules and writing our program and having our systems and our routines. Whereas you and Max have come into this system and set up where there are all these culture and strategies and plans and vision and documents. And as you and I have talked offline, so to speak, way more than in most places, because Miss Libby is without a doubt the details queen. And we have always really believed in a lot of documentation and preparation, so that if we weren't there or people weren't there, there would be somebody could sit down in our desk, so to speak, and say, oh yeah, I can do this job. And so that's kind of always been our way, and the documentation really helps. So here you and Max are coming into this space where there is this plan, there is this roadmap, there is this vision. But then there's this also this openness to, oh, well, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. What do you want to add, right? So what are you most excited about getting into with camp, with the program and the opportunities, whether it be the tradition and the history and the culture or new histories and traditions and culture? What are you excited about?
Sure. I am so excited to get to know the families, you and Libby and Aaron and Ryan and the other staff members talk so much about these incredible connections you have with people in Charlottesville and the staff who are now sending their own children, and this long trail of relationships that you have spent the past 20 years building. So I am really excited to get to know the families who trust us with their kids, because that's a big ask. And getting to know my fingers on the heartbeat of Charlottesville and what's going on here and what makes it tick, and maybe figuring out what niche we can start to fill that we're not currently filling. So those are big things for me. I can't wait to get to know all of the staff and see how they tick and see their imprint on camp, because they're the ones who make camp go and make a magical, beautiful thing. I'm just excited. I'm excited about it all.
Well, I love the way that you talk about filling gaps or opportunities to do things, perhaps places maybe where we're not serving people or where people could be served or need to be served, because we really have an opportunity here. You know, like I said, Libby and I took the camp and really made it our own. We doubled, you know, by more than two and a half times. We added in the ropes course, and we added nature and environmental science programming and end of the day swim lessons and overnights and all these kinds of things that we got to create that did not precede us. Mm-hmm. And so I love hearing your passion about the opportunity to fill a need that is not being fulfilled. Tell me about like some things that you've done in the past, because I know you've got great camp directing and youth development experience, but tell me about things that you've done to fill those types of needs.
Yeah. So most recently, I was running a forest school in Wisconsin, which leads me to want to create some, you know, off-season, year-round nature programming here, whether that's a forest school or a parent-child time to explore in the outdoors or an after-school program. I think any opportunity that I have to get kids outside and playing is really, really important to me. And I've seen that over my years at camp and time I've spent as a camp director in the past. And, you know, kids, they figure out who they are when they're outside, and they figure out what's important to them when they don't have walls or expectations or pressure on them. And it's harder and harder to do that, I think, with technology and with different pressures on them. And so any chance that I have to get kids outside, away from technology, unplugged.
So what's going on for us, or maybe even within us, you know, between when we are in that inside environment or when we're in that outside environment that you talk about where those connections can take place?
You know, anytime someone is outside, anytime that they're outside with a group of people, chances are it's a group of people who have similar interests that they're going to connect with. And if they're trusting the people that they're around, if they're trusting their space, then they're able to push their boundaries out. They're able to take risks and try new things in a safe environment where they feel comfortable. And as they come back to the same place, you see this at camp, the same place over and over, and they get more and more comfortable and more confident, they're able to push those boundaries. They're able to try new things. And they're able to figure out, you know, maybe I like this, maybe I don't like this, and just kind of test the waters. You can see at our open house that we had a couple of weeks ago, you could tell standing there looking around what kids had been to camp before. Mm-hmm. Because they walk around with a confidence. They feel safe. They feel comfortable, and it was their day to shine and show their parents around and maybe show their little brothers and sisters who had never been to camp before but are coming to camp for the first time to help them feel comfortable. And so that place, that space that's really valuable, I think is one of the most important things that we have to offer. So utilizing that is really special and magical. Yeah, and giving kids that opportunity.
Libby and I and you and Max also, all coming from overnight camp backgrounds, mm-hmm. really understand how to make a home environment for kids.
Mm-hmm. For really, sure.
For all people. And so that, whether that be physical and or emotional, we want to make sure that the kids have that safety and that comfort feel with the fun along with it. Because once you're safe, once you're having fun, now it's time to grow. Mm-hmm. Now we have this opportunity to learn and stretch outside our comfort zone, which is where the magic is going to happen. Staying in, even getting to a comfort zone and then being in that comfort zone, we're not going to grow and improve all that much. So camp being this type of a setting, the one thing that I wonder, especially the last few years that I've been traveling around the country, mm-hmm. and visiting lots of camps, I've actually worked with one organization that is starting to do sports programming inside shopping malls. And the malls are loving having sports programming for young children, primarily 3 to 8 year olds, 3 to 9. And they've got basketball courts and turf fields inside of what used to be a Gap or a Limited or inside these shopping spaces. And the malls want it because they want to bring families to the malls.
For sure.
Of course. And it's a great place to congregate. And it's a unique concept. So it's kind of like little gym for team sports. And really neat. But this organization, High Five Sports, they are presenting a warm, friendly, supportive environment where kids can grow and develop. Well, but that's inside of a shopping mall. So it is bringing that camp concept and feel indoors. And I just see this and hear this in your spirit. So I really want to know is, why is it better outdoors?
You know, I don't know that I would say it's better.
Okay.
It's just different.
I'm glad that I don't see everything perfectly inside of you and vice versa.
Right.
It's
what I connect with. I connect with nature and the outdoors. I know how much it's impacted me going to camp my entire life and awesome. Growing up, you know, as a camper and a counselor and working in the kitchen and director and medic. And, you know, there are days as a camp director where you're at your computer all day and just
sad days,
right? And you just, how much better do you feel when you get up and go for a walk and get outside? I think that human beings have a connection to nature that we need it, and it's important, and it makes us feel good. There's a reason our bodies crave vitamin D, and that we feel sad when we don't have it and we get headaches. I just think it's in us, it's in our souls, and we need it.
Have you ever been in New York for like days on end?
Heck yeah, I have.
Yeah, I figured you had growing up outside. Yep. So, you know, I find sometimes I've been in a conference in a big city, like New York, and you're there for 3, 4, 5, 6 days, especially after living at camp for so many years, where there's dirt under my feet all the time.
Right.
And then you spend 3, 5, 7 days with concrete under your feet.
So different. That many days.
It's a different feel to your physical and mental spirit.
Yes, I completely agree.
Yeah. And so as much of that as we can get for the kids, whether it's conscious or subconscious, you know, we want that experiential feel of that connection to other people, of course, to their peers, to the staff, help them improve their relationships with their families. But we also want to have that connection physically to the ground, to the earth.
Yes.
And see kids benefit for no other reason than for that. I mean, there's nothing else going on here. You know,
right?
it's just let's have that time digging in the dirt. You know,
it's so important.
Throwing rocks sometimes.
Yeah, right.
At the Triple C Camp rock throwing range.
The best place ever.
and just having a campfire at an overnight. Those types of experiences, as well as memories as we become adults or removed from those kind of experiences, feed our soul, feed our spirit. And help us with whatever that we're doing, because it helps build and bring strength to us, perhaps, that we didn't have otherwise.
I learn something new every time I get the chance to chat with H. Thank you for joining us today on Triple C Camps, partnering with parents. H and I will be back next week to talk about getting ready for summer. We hope you make it a great one.